From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Saturday, November 6th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to those who are celebrating today. I hope you have a fabulous birthday. Welcome, new listeners. I'm glad you're here. Regular listeners, I love you. Here is your daily San Fran Fentanyl, Slum Fran Feces, Fear Francisco, San Francisco Weather Report. It's currently sort of where I'm at. It is light gray, whitish, gloomy, and the temperature is 61 degrees. Feels a little muggy. I like this weather, by the way. It's typical San Francisco weather. Nice weekend, folks. Today I'm talking about it's no fun when the rabbits got the gun. Have you ever heard that expression? It's no fun when the rabbits got the gun. That means when things flip. Some people get that reality check. Well, here in dystopian, yes, new listeners, it's dystopian. I call San Francisco a hard left test lab. I'll repeat, hard left test lab. It is that. You know, I'm looking at it in the positive, so I get to live in this dystopia. And in the future, I'll have so many stories, and currently I have so many stories. Because time always passes, you know that, right? So in the future, I'll say, wow, I was living in San Francisco when it was going through blah, 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 blah. I'll be able to talk about San Francisco like forever.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
Now, the rabbit in this instance is the citizen. The citizen that is being victimized by the enabled criminals. Somebody on Twitter called our district attorney a terrorist. Now, I'm not calling him a terrorist. I call him a commie. They called him a terrorist. So what we have is enabled criminals that rarely stay in jail. They could do something really bad. They'll stay in jail for 3 days and then he releases them. And then they go back and start doing crimes. Now, the rabbit, in this instance, like I said, are the victims now. It's no fun when the rabbit's got the gun when you're trying to rob the rabbit and then the rabbit grabs your gun and shoots you in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, this happened in the historical Haight-Ashbury district the day before yesterday. That's right, historical Haight-Ashbury district, known, 55 years ago, Summer of Love, hippies, flower power, flower in their hair.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
Some thugs went to jack an Asian man, and he grabbed their gun and shot one of them in the face with it. Now, this is the second time the rabbit got the gun. And I'm not calling Asian people rabbit. You guys get the point I'm making. In Union Square, where there are luxury stores, an Asian man was being robbed of his luxury watch. He had just came out of a store. I don't know if it was Louis Vuitton. It was one of those hoity-doity stores. And the thug came up with a gun and wanted the guy's luxury watch. Well, the rabbit got the gun again. The guy got the guy's, took the thug's gun, shot and killed him. It ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Listeners to this platform know I predicted way over a year ago that the citizens vigilante would be happening. It's an inevitability when you have a soft on crime district attorney. Now, the police do what they can, but the police can arrest somebody. But when the district attorney's office releases them, well, there you go. Now, of course, I say rest in peace to anybody who loses their life in a crime, even if it's a criminal. Rest in peace. That's some Darwinism. When you go hunting rabbits, You better make sure those rabbits aren't really wolves just waiting to self-defend. To self-defend. And by the way, there was a march from the Tenderloin, the district where your show is being recorded.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I personally am too delicate to do any of those public marches or protests. I kvetched at the San Francisco Dam Twitter wondering how many men would show up, as the Tenderloin is infamous for having cowardly males. There were some men there. I was surprised. They marched to protest what's been going on in the Tenderloin. I'm like, where have you guys been? Anyway, people do what they're going to do. And I wish everybody well and stay safe, folks. It ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. And anyway, let me tell you something, people who are listening. If you have any stick-up kids or any thugs, any criminals, young criminals in your family, you guys need to get the family together and tell them to stop. It's not cute. Parents, if you think it's cute to allow your kids to go out and rob a store, some parents do. Let's not play dumb. Some parents think, well, you know, those stores have insurance and, you know, they're not hurting anybody. There could be some rabbits in those stores. Rabbits having a bad day, that could flip. So I did want to put that out there because I know I have a variety of different types of people who listen to this show. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you get the notifications immediately because I post at different times during the day. Enjoy your weekend. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.